You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So they're struggling over and over again. They can't get the stunt right. And I was about jumping out of my skin and I opened my mouth. I said, hey, how about you do this XYZ? And just kind of showed them something. And the room got silent. I was terrified. I was like, oh my God, Vince, you're going to lose your job. Why did you open your mouth? Speak when spoken to. That's what you should do. And they gave me like a long look and they said, well, can you do that? And I said, absolutely. Okay, well, do it. And they excused all the people that were in the room. And then I set up the stunt and I just did it. And they're like, okay, can you step outside for a moment? And that was legitimately when I thought I was going to get fired. Cause I was like, oh, I just overstepped my boundaries and this is the problem. And in that time, I'm in the green room. I get a message from my manager being like, why is X, I've signed an NDA with the company. Why is this company sending me messages asking me for video right now while you're at work? I'm like, I don't know, Scott. My manager was Scotty Kreinler at the time. I was like, I don't know, Scotty. I don't know what I did. I might have opened my mouth the wrong way. And they're like, well, great. You just got booked for another XYZ weeks on this game. And you're going to be doing stunts now. And I was just kind of like, oh, well, I guess that worked out. So me opening my mouth in that moment then opened the door for 5 years of stunt work and just saying yes to every opportunity. And when they're like, do you think you could do that? My answer was never, it was always absolutely.
Hey, what's going on? It's me, Roscoe, founder and host of Built for the Stage, an online training platform that helps actors to train like athletes. Actors are athletes, so start training like one. Head on over to the website, builtforthestage.com, and try out a free trial. No catch, no gimmicks, just a chance to see what it's all about. Work one-on-one with a coach via an app from anywhere around the world. We have clients on Broadway, the West End. We have clients in musical theater programs across the country and everything in between. So once again, that's builtforthestage.com to check out what it's all about. All right, what today's episode is all about is continuing our series on fitness on the Broadway stage. Today's musical that we'll be talking about is none other than Rocky. And to help us chat about this show is our guest today, Vince Otto. What's up, Vince?
Hello. How are you, Joe? Nice to see you.
Doing well. Good to see you too through the screen here. 2020 hashtag making it work. Just making it work.
Mm-hmm.
If you are Vince's wife out there, which there's only one of you out there, you could also call Vince Otto if you want to stick a little bit more true to the Italian roots. But none other than Vince Otto here on the show. Vince, tell us just a little bit about what you've been doing during your quarantine. Nice, chill little discussion on how you've been keeping busy during all this.
I've been running. I've been running a lot. That I know that's a weird, I've obviously built for the stage, and this is a fitness podcast, but I really have been running a lot. I started, it was something that I was scared about my entire life. I was never a long distance runner, a little bit terrified. So before coronavirus, I picked up running mid-December, 1-2 miles a day, and I was trying to build up to like 5-6 miles a day. So as we are almost eight months into my running journey, I'm hitting like a constant 5 or 6 miles every day or every other day, trying to get like 30 miles in a week or so. So I've been doing a lot of that. I have some awesome trails by my house that I do. And then beyond that, I've been refocusing what work might or might not look like for the future. I've been really unpacking the ideas of what that means for myself and my family. So that's kind of what I've been doing for the past few months during quarantine.
Awesome. Hey, yeah. 30 miles a week is great. A lot of time to think, right? A lot of time to kind of hash out some of your thoughts.
Absolutely.
And a lot of us have plenty of thoughts during these current times. So running is the running high is a great way to kind of release some of that.
Yeah.
So on the topic of Rocky, it was your Broadway debut, correct?
It was my Broadway debut, 2014.
So that's also a good just kind of coincidence, because on the show, a lot of the times we primarily like to talk about the guest's Broadway debut, because it is a journey a lot of the time of ups and downs, and we like to parallel that to a fitness journey. You know, fitness isn't just a straight shot A to B. There's ups and downs and turns and pivots and all that kind of stuff. And there's no different for the Broadway debut and just getting to that stage. How was your journey, you know, it could be a lifetime journey, but just tell us a little bit about that pursuit and when it finally happened, where you got the call, where you finally booked your Broadway debut.
It was an exciting pursuit the entire time. I think of it this way: when you put in the amount of work that I put in, and I kind of expected of myself every day, I kind of thought that Broadway was going to happen at some point, because of I come from like a very blue collar background, and if you work extremely hard for what you're trying to achieve in life, primarily if you work hard enough, you could get it. So I kind of had that mentality going into every single day right after graduation. I'm like, okay, well, next thing is move to New York, get a job, not a Broadway job, but like get a job to support yourself and work hard so you can still audition and do all the things that you need to do. So I really focused on getting to New York, getting a day job that could support pursuing arts in the best way possible. Then it was training. It was going to the gym. It was going to voice lessons. It was going to acting class. And I found the pursuit extremely rewarding, because I love hard work and because I think I see results when I put the work in. So I had a bunch of auditions previous to Rocky that were going really well for me in the circle. And my agents and managers were like, you know, just be patient. Everything's going to be fine and okay. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Rocky was going to Broadway. And I hadn't gotten to New York when there was the workshops and all that sort of thing, when they were testing out the show. So the opportunity for Rocky came up, an audition. I think it was like 12 or 13 auditions later, got my phone call. Yeah.
12 or 13 later. Wow. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, it was exciting. I mean, the first audition was for Rocky. I didn't expect to go in for Rocky, being a 24-year-old who never had any Broadway credits or leads or anything like that. And I worked really hard for that audition, and I thought I knocked it out of the park. And it was funny, because after my audition, My manager received a call and they were like, yeah, it's not going any further for Vince. Like, thanks very much for him coming in today. But, yeah, we're kind of good with him. And I was pretty shocked. I wasn't going to lie. I worked really hard. I got an acting coach. I worked on all the scenes. I mean, at that point in time, I was Rocky. I mean, I came from the same, like, I'm the Buffalo version of that, you know, the Philly guy. So I couldn't really understand why it wasn't going forward for me. And like, what was I doing wrong? Was my preparation? What was it that was the problem? And I beat myself up pretty good when I didn't think it was going any further. Fast forward a few weeks later, they're looking for boxers, big guys that could be in the ensemble and blah, blah, blah. So my phone rings again. Hey, Vince, they're really we know it didn't go well for you the last time, but they're really looking for some ensemble stuff. Would you care to come in? And I had to eat all the humble pie because I was really upset that it didn't go well the first time. So I go in and it was a movement audition and I played football my whole life. So I was in my element. I was ready to do all the calisthenics, running. I mean, I was ready to go for that part of the audition. So we go through, Alex Timbers is watching, Stephen Hoggett, Kelly Devine. I didn't have the privilege to audition for those guys my first time. So now in the big ensemble auditions, they saw me. Things went well. Went through all the movement calls. And then a casting director came in and they're like, before you sing, hey, Vince, you know, we know you haven't looked at this material, but would you mind reading the Rocky stuff? And I was sitting there being like, oh, yeah, sure. I mean, I know it's a couple scenes, but I'll look it over, playing coy. Like, I hadn't memorized those completely for when I auditioned a couple weeks or a month before. I was ready to kill this anyway. I'd already coached all this stuff. A minor oversight by the casting directors. And so I said, sure, I'll go in. Yeah, no problem. I'll go read this or whatever. And I had the opportunity to go in for Alex Timbers and read the Rocky material. And I did it cold without the sides, did all the scenes. And he looked over the casting director and was like, what's happening? As in, why haven't I seen this person? As in, why is this the first time this guy's here and what is happening right now? I was excused. The creative team were beaming. I left the room. I was like, hard work, preparation, opportunity. My hard work and the preparation met the opportunity because a month ago when I didn't have the opportunity or when it was taken away from me, I was really beat up about it, but I worked hard. I was prepared for that audition. I knew I was prepared. Fast forward. Then the callbacks for Rocky started happening like every other day. I mean, I was going in for doing scene work with Alex Timbers or singing with Dave Holsenberg and Stephen and Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty, going through Rocky material over and over again. And yeah, it was kind of like a straight shot up where lo and behold, I got a phone call and I was going to be in the ensemble and I was going to be standing by for Andy Carl. And here I was ready to take my Rocky journey on. It was
wow.
Incredible. It was really incredible.
So cool. Yeah. So everyone listening out there, just hard work pays off, keep plugging away. And it's sometimes just a matter of, sounds cliche. I talk about this all the time, the right place at the right time. And as far as cliche sayings go, the reason they're cliche is because they're true. So yeah. You got to just fight the discouragement and just keep being at peace with yourself that you're putting the work in. And as long as you're putting your best foot forward, you know, you just got to keep swinging. So awesome to you, Vince. That's super inspiring to hear. When you started the show, and you're getting into rehearsals, you had some previous experience like seeing the movie, correct? You had seen the Rocky. Yeah. So me, I'm a huge Rocky fan, as I've stated in the past episode when we were introducing this fitness series. What were your thoughts when, maybe even rewinding to like when you heard there was going to be a Rocky show or in rehearsals, when you're like, how is this going to work? Like Rocky the musical being, or Rocky the movie being a musical? Like how was that experience, building that up?
You know, it was funny when I first heard about it. I mean, I'm one of those people that is like extremely emotional and like fully committal to things. So to be honest, when I heard there was a Rocky musical, I was like, well, I'm going to be Rocky. I'm pretty sure because I looked around the room too. And I took note of like guys that looked like me on Broadway at the time and guys who weighed 200 plus pounds and looked like they were boxers and were 6 foot plus, you know, like I really took inventory about where I was, what I looked like and the rest of my peers who worked in the industry. And I felt like I had I was like, I want to do this show. If anything, I mean, I didn't go to school to dance. I mean, I went to school on an opera path, which then transitioned into acting only because I didn't really enjoy the musicality as much as I enjoyed the physicality because of my like I said, I was an athlete growing up. So when I heard Rocky was going to be a musical, it was like a dream came true to like this little boy from Buffalo who played football his whole life and instead in college danced. I took all the combat classes and so I was so excited about it. I was much like most of the people, I think, saying, hey, Rocky, is he going to sing? Is he going to do that? And I was in full support of it. I was like, it's a musical. Yeah. And if they chose to make him a musical, Rocky better sing.
Yeah,
he better have some like crazy, some R&B, you know, slow jams, but the guy should have a few, it's called Rocky. It's about him.
Yeah.
I was totally excited. I really thought that Rocky was going to be much more successful, than it was, to be honest.
Mm. It's just a matter of who's seeing it, just like who was seeing you in your audition.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you take that thing. It went international, didn't it?
It was first done in Germany, which had had incredible success. And the idea was always that Rocky was going to open on Broadway. Then there was going to be a Vegas company of Rocky. And unfortunately, it didn't turn that way. The Rocky audience, 70% of the audience were people who had never seen a Broadway show before.
Right.
So, I mean, that's incredible. Like, you know, you brought 70% of your ticket holders had never seen a Broadway show. And all of a sudden there's these like dudes who look like my dad, you know, they should be on the front of like Cabela's Hunting magazine who are in the front row of a Broadway show. I think that's, you know, different from what people normally expect. It was exciting. I enjoyed it.
Cool.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
You got to go on for the role, Rocky.
Did.
Is it true that the eggs that you drank, were those real eggs or no?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. They were real eggs.
Man, you drank real eggs up. Tell us about what it's like to drink a raw egg out of a cup.
Just swallow. I mean, I don't even think about it. What was funny, I actually did a show before Rocky that I had to swallow raw eggs in as well. So that didn't bother me whatsoever. I did Cabaret, and there was a scene where Sally Bowles and Cliff are in the, and it's like she's has a hangover and she's kind of like whipping up a concoction. And, you know, our Sally Bowles, her name is Oakley Boycott, amazing, amazing actress. Cracked two eggs, dumped Worcestershire sauce in every single night, swirled it around in a cup, drank half of it, and then shoved the other half to me. And I had to pound it down then. So I was prepared, I guess. I think it was a little bit better then because of the Worcestershire sauce. I didn't think about it. I was just so excited to be on for Rocky. I was like, I'll give me raw, like spoiled milk. I'll drink that right now. I don't care.
Right. So how was that going on for the first time as Rocky and kind of almost playing yourself, like you've been saying about being a blue collar kid from Buffalo, and now you get to play this role and just the journey it took to get there?
I mean, at the time, it was a complete dream come true, to be completely honest. Like I said, there's only a few times where, you know, you find something that is so right for you, you know, a character that would be so correct for you in that moment in time. And, you know, it was perfect. It was something that I really wanted. I was elated to be there. The reason that I wanted to be an actor was because I enjoy holding an audience in the palm of my hand and taking them on the journey with me. That's the enjoyment you get out of being on Broadway versus being on TV and film. The instantaneous reaction you get from an audience to connect, to be there. It's exciting. You know, when you got to do I remember the like little bit of nuanced things that I did in my performance that, you know, some people might call just being in, I think being in the moment. Those are the moments that I really remember the most about that performance the first time I went on, just like the little things that were so exciting that I won't probably ever forget, you know, forgetting to put certain clothing pieces on just in that moment and then going out and having to be like, I don't have this thing that I, you know, that I should, or the bag that I should. That kind of stuff is exciting and fun and memorable.
Cool. Let's go back into the training physically for the show a little bit. How was that prepping for the show? Had they brought in a boxing coach to like show you guys some technical things, or how did that all work out with training just physically?
So like I said, as soon as I booked Rocky, I was lucky enough that my wife's sister, her friend is a guy by the name of Trevor Sambrano, and he's a professional boxing coach here in Orange County, California. So I took that opportunity to go train with him. So before rehearsal started, which was December, I believe, middle of December, early January, I think we did some promo stuff early December, while visiting the West Coast for the holidays, I trained with Trevor every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning to like, just let's, you know, train me like a boxer. Let's do this. He destroyed me. It was amazing because I love that sort of punishment, but my goodness, boxing is a beast that people don't realize the amount of cardiovascular strength that goes into boxing, punching and blah, blah, blah aside. The cardiovascular training that goes into boxing is something that I had no idea. So Trevor beat me up for a few weeks, and then we started actual boxing for about a week before rehearsal started with Stephen Hoggett, and he was the choreographer of the show. We had a boxing sort of supervisor come in who worked in locally in the city. I think we had two or three consultations with that guy, but But I attribute most of my specificity about what I was doing to Trevor, working with him, you know, exactly knowing how to throw a punch, then being able to use my like stage craft and stage combat skills to then see how you could transfer that to a Broadway stage and be safe and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm glad we're getting into that, because another thing I wanted to talk to you about was you have an extensive resume as well in TV film, and I saw a few stunt credits, and I'm always interested in that life of a stunt person. Just in general, as we wrap up this episode, talk to us a little bit about just your preparation in stage combat and also just stunt work and the physical aspect that's kind of involved with that, because I know it's quite the intense field.
Yeah. I mean, being a stunt person, much like being a Broadway dancer, requires an immense amount of physical training to have your body prepared. Being a stuntman was a easy transition for me because the door opened, these doors kept opening. I trained heavily in college with all sorts of weaponry and unarmed combat and that sort of thing, which was allowing me to then become the fight captain in Rocky and then be like an assistant choreographer and fight supervisor for the next show I was in. I had an opportunity when I was on set for an acting role that I'd booked through a video game company, where something had happened on set and they were going through some physicality that they couldn't really like hammer down. They were having some trouble doing it. And I'm a guy who has always had a tough time keeping my mouth shut. When I see a problem, I just want to fix it because I feel as if I have the facility to fix something. I really want to do it. You know, I really want to be helpful. So they're struggling over and over again. They can't get the stunt right. And I was all about jumping out of my skin and I opened my mouth. I said, hey, how about you do this XYZ, and just kind of showed them something. And the room got silent. I was terrified. I was like, oh my God, Vince, you're going to lose your job. Why did you open your mouth? Speak when spoken to. That's what you should do. And they gave me like a long look and they said, well, can you do that? And I said, absolutely. Okay, well, do it. And they excused all the people that were in the room. And then I set up the stunt and I just did it. And they're like, okay, can you step outside for a moment? And that was legitimately when I thought I was going to get fired. Cause I was like, oh, I just overstepped my boundaries and this is the problem. And in that time, I'm in the green room. I get a message from my manager being like, why is X, I don't want, I've signed an NDA with the company. Why is this company sending me messages asking me for video right now while you're at work? I'm like, I don't know, Scott. My manager was Scotty Kreindler at the time. I was like, I don't know, Scotty. I don't know what I did. I might have opened my mouth the wrong way. And they're like, well, great. You just got booked for another XYZ weeks on this game and you're going to be doing stunts now. And I was just kind of like, oh, well, I guess that worked out. So me opening my mouth in that moment then opened the door for 5 years of stunt work and just saying yes to every opportunity. And when they're like, do you think you could do that? My answer was never, it was always absolutely. And because I mean, preparation meets opportunity. And like I said, I'm a dude who never had that many opportunities. So if I see one, I'm charging $150 to that door to bust it open. Cause that might mean like I approach things that it might be my only shot. And if I'm prepared for it, I better take it.
I love that. That's so great. It reminds me of a Gene Kelly movie where he's like, I'm a huge Gene Kelly fan. He's working on set for a movie and they're doing stunts or whatever and something's going wrong, and he literally did exactly what you just said and stepped in and like gave his 2 cents and did the stunt. Mm-hmm. Then he books his self as a stuntman consistently, and then he becomes a movie star I can't remember the name of the movie, but he goes from on set just working behind the scenes to stuntman by volunteering, and then he's a movie star. But anyways, you're Rocky, you're Gene Kelly, you're every hero of mine, Vince. Thanks so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That's going to wrap it for now. Y'all, if you want to check Vince out on the gram, it's vince.auto, correct?
I think it's Vince Otto, just Vince Otto, VinceOddo.
That might have been your email. I'm just going to put that
Vince.auto is my email.
Okay. You have a little dot in your bio.
Oh, I'm a mess. Sorry.
No, it's okay. So Vince Otto, that's with 2 D's. You can check it out in the comments. We'll put it in the comments as well. Huge fan of your tattoos as well on your gram.
And I like it more.
They're addicting, right?
They are.
Vince is a versatile artist. We'll just call him an artist in front of the camera, on the stage, behind the stage, behind the camera. So make sure you check him out. Thanks so much again for tuning in to this episode of Fitness on the Broadway Stage. If you want to try that free trial with Built for the Stage, don't forget, go to www.builtforthestage.com. We can set you up with a free trial working with a coach to get you to become the best actor athlete that you can become. So appreciate you all again. Rate, subscribe, leave a comment if you like this podcast. It is produced by the Broadway Podcast Network. Shout out to them. Thank you so much for having us part of this great organization, bpn.fm. Vince Otto, thank you so much. Everyone, it's me, Roscoe, signing off.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.